So this has been a journey with this crib. It was a journey when I first saw it up in that loft, and should I bring it down? And I said, yeah, maybe I should. But I didn't know what God had in store for me from this crib. And then it struck me this morning, because we've been talking about what does a crib have for me? What does Jesus have for me? But I think it's the wrong question. The question is, what do I need from this crib? What do I need from Jesus? What do I need to celebrate today and tomorrow? I heard salvation. I need to celebrate that. Amen, amen. Joy, unspeakable joy. I felt that as we worshiped. It's coming out of the crib. It's coming out of the manger crib. I love the story of the shepherds. It's probably my favorite story of all. When I think of the light that they saw, I try to imagine it. What did that look like? What did that feel like? So today, we are going to personify the shepherd. We've already personified Mary. We've already personified the wise men. We became the wise men. We gave our gift. We became Mary. We birthed Jesus. And all, as the men in the room know, we can't physically do that, but we can spiritually do that. Jesus came to change and transform us. We birth him each and every day, don't we? As he changes us and transforms us. So we celebrate with Mary. We personify with Mary. We become Mary. We birth Jesus. And as many of you have already done, you brought friends today, and you'll be talking to people tomorrow. We bring a gift. We bring a gift for our Savior. And what we discovered in our gift is that we would bring someone with us to the crib. And before we did any of that, we put our hearts, our names, are in this crib. All of our names. And if you haven't done it yet, I have more hearts and markers. You can put your name and put it in the crib. Because we understood that before we can get anything out of the crib, we have to put ourselves in the crib. We have to give our heart, as in any relationship, right? You have to give your heart to someone before they're going to give their heart to you. We have to give our heart to Jesus, and he'll give everything to us. And then we said we needed a foundation, which is the hay. Remember I told you, I stick with tradition here. I don't put the baby in the crib, just like in my small little nativity scene. That's for tomorrow. So the baby doesn't go in the crib yet. But what we do have is the word. We have the hay, the foundation. The word is the foundation. And it says in the Gospel of John that the word came to life. So we have Jesus, the Word, in the crib already. We don't have the baby. We don't have the incarnate yet. That's tomorrow. What will we expect right now for tomorrow? You know, every year I try to find that Christmas spirit. You ever do that? I used to call all my friends. I'd get on the phone and I'd wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because as I did that, I would feel it more and more building up inside of me. By the time I got to that last phone call, I was just bubbling over. Like many of you come into this church already, I see you bubbling over. As we share Jesus, we bubble over, don't we? Today from the Gospel of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. keeping watch over their flocks at night. I find it that we've been talking about Jesus and the Good Shepherd. We've been talking about the pen. We've been talking about the gate and the gatekeeper and how Jesus, like, we are the sheep and he brings us in and he keeps us safe. These shepherds have an important job. And this is a foretelling of what Jesus will do with us, keeping the sheep. Isn't it appropriate that they are the first witnesses? An angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. First of all, that light that just shone, what does it look like? I think the closest thing I can think of is like the Northern Lights. And lately I saw this thing, this really odd thing that's happening in Norway. And maybe it happens very frequently there, but I never saw it before. But even during the day, you would see these clouds, and they're all multicolored like a prism. And it's because it's on the northern equator of the world, the northern point, that ice crystals, they just start reflecting all, like a prism. They reflect all those colors. So you look up at the sky and you see prismatic reds and greens and yellows and purples. Can you imagine that? And then in Norway, they're seeing this often. Just like the Northern Lights. But what was this light looking like? What was this looking like for the shepherds? I also think it was bright. Really, really bright. Blindingly bright. But I also think it was colorful. Like a prismatic effect. Music coming out. Choir of angels. They will be speaking soon. The light shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Isn't that what we need today in this world right now? Some good news for all the people that will give great joy and peace around this planet right now? With all the chaos that's going on, with all the disruption, I think it's disruption that's going on. We need the Prince of Peace to come in across this globe. You know, everybody, every religion, every people said they celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Jesus. Everyone acknowledges Jesus. They know who Jesus is. They don't know exactly who Jesus is as far as the magnificence of power that comes out of that crib. But they all know who he is. They all know he's a great prophet. They all know that he is powerful. They all know, they all acknowledge him. And everyone acknowledges Christmas. What if just that Christmas love captured the planet? I think of that scene during the war where they all laid down all their weapons and they played football. Have you ever seen that? And they just became brother and sister on that field. I picture that this Christmas, that joy of Jesus in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our nation, in our world. God can and will do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. So I say ask big. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. The gospel is good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." I think of the praise that we just got done saying, that we just got done singing. Glory be to God, Messiah, Savior, Wonderful, Counselor, Hallelujah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So not only does the manger crib have something for us, the manger crib has something to say to us. This is a sign. What is the sign for you personally today? What is a sign for you personally tomorrow? I know one of the signs is that we are to share, we are to give Jesus the only gift that we really can give him, which is our heart, our soul, our very mind, but we are to share, we are to give this gift to someone else. I know that's one of the signs that I see from this crib for me is to share. I also see joy and love and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and long-suffering and self-control, all the fruit of the Spirit. I see all of it in here. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." You are favored. Hear me. You are favored. You are greatly favored by God. Did you know that? As you walk into tomorrow, as you share with them, share that I am favored. I think we did that one time. We walked around, we told everybody, "I am favored." And then we have people ask, "Well, what are you talking about?" I am favored because I am favored by God because I am a child of God. I am favored. I am blessed. I am a blessing. Praise be to God that he blesses us so we can be a blessing. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, I can kind of see them talking to each other, what was just happening here? Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Let's go check this out. Let's see what these angels are talking about. Let's take a little journey like the wise men took a journey, only we're going to take a little short journey. Let's go over to Jerusalem. Let's see if we can find this crib. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. If you seek me, you will find me. That's God's promise. He's not playing hide and go seek. He's not hard to find. He's right here in front of us. And it's kind of like that glory of the Lord, of that prismatic effect. It's right here. You know, many times when I'm in prayer, I'll just close my eyes and I'll just ask the Holy Spirit to move. And I'll see colors. I'll see purples. I'll see blues. I love it. It's so calming. It's so peaceful. It's so otherworldly. It is the presence of God right before me. Anytime I want it. And this time, this day, tomorrow, it's more present than ever. And it's more present than ever, not because God is more present than ever, it's because all these people are awakening. All these people are seeing all these decorations. All these people are giving gifts. All these people are hearing hymns. Remember when we used to go out and Christmas carol? You know, in our house, I'm hoping that we're going to break out the piano and do some little Christmas carols. Because as we do that, we raise praise. We raise awareness. We raise togetherness. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. They shared. They went and told everybody. Who wouldn't if you saw this angel and this choir of angels and all these prismatic effects and this light that was so bright it blinded you? And then you went and they told you that there was this baby and you went and you found the baby. Who wouldn't tell that story? They wouldn't told everybody. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They had a story to tell. They had an audience ready to hear. They had the Spirit of God all around them. I think they were just bubbling over like we were just talking about. They couldn't wait to tell somebody. I got to tell somebody about this. I have seen something otherworldly. I have to share this. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Sometimes we need to just slow down. I urge you tomorrow, take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes at the very beginning of the day, before the company comes, before the hubbub, before anything, and just have some one-on-one time. Close your eyes and maybe you'll see all those colors we talked about. Feel the presence of our Lord. Get ready for the people coming in so you can truly celebrate what this day is really all about. Ponder. I love that word. To ponder. To meditate. To think about. This word that's in that crib is for us to ponder it. To understand it. To grasp it. To feel it. To live it. To have it literally transform us. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. To the letter. Exactly what the angels told them. Exactly what all the prophecies had predicted. Everything was coming true. The word is true. As we read the word, we understand the word. As we read the word, we live the word. That's why the word is the foundation of this crib. The word tells us, the word from beginning to end tells us about Jesus. The four gospels tell us about his life. Not just his life here on earth, but the life before he even came to earth. As he created all things. That one always, always makes me step back. He created all things. The Word created all things. God spoke the Word. And Jesus created everything. And everything, this is the one that really gets me, everything finds its purpose in Jesus. That's what Colossians teaches us. Every bird, every tree, every person, everything on earth and in heaven, physical, spiritual, it all is there because of Jesus. We are here because of Jesus. Where do we go with that tomorrow? I want us to ponder that a little bit. I want us to live that. I want us to experience that tomorrow. So this is actually going to take us all the way back to the beginning. When we first started this journey with the crib, I started with the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Take this in. Take this literal. He was with God in the beginning. We're talking about the beginning of time here. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. That's where we started. We started with the empty crib. And we said, what goes in a crib? We said a baby goes in a crib. And a baby is life. You ever hold a little baby, a newborn? I know you mothers have. And feeling them wiggling. I'm always afraid to hold them. I'm afraid to drop them. I think some guys are like that. They're wiggling around. Because they got so much life in them. Not only did Jesus come to this earth as a little baby, he came to bring life. Life to me. Life to you. life to your neighbor, and not just life. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. What do I need from the crib? I need life. I need light. I need Jesus, the light of life in me, changing me, transforming me, day by day, minute by minute, encounter by encounter. We're going to share our light as we sing Silent Night. Does everyone have a candle? As our amazing praise team comes back up. Wow, you guys. I just want to stay in that phrase. Today we lit the Christ candle. From the Christ candle, I get my own light. Jesus shared with me his light of life. May I share the light of life with you. Just ponder as we join together. Silent Night. And pass your light to one another. If you just go around and pass your light.
Silent night, when I'm high.
As we get ready for Christmas, what are you expecting? As we get ready for Christmas, what can you share? As we get ready for Christmas, let us get ready to be transformed, changed. Let us be a light unto this world. Let us be a light unto our family. Let us be a light unto our neighborhood. Let us carry the light of Jesus Christ into all this world. Merry Christmas, everyone. Share your light. We are dismissed to love and to serve and to share our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.